Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Wet, wet Wednesday. Eric Burnett and Tamia, Sunshine Remix. Not all slow, but definitely sexy. Sexy conversation. Me and Jazzy B tonight. Rock with it. Bump with it. Groove with it. Monsters Radio. The call number is 563-999-3411.
There were times when I wasn't sure. Just laugh for no reason at all.
Yeah, Wet Wednesday, brought to you by MonStarsRadio.com. I ain't done yet. We got our sexy conversation coming up in just a bit, but I'm still trying to get y'all in the mood. Here's a little throwback. I can't even say it right. I probably should be saying sew it back. This right here is an old school mix. This is Case, bedtime remix. It's called Missing You. Monsters Radio, online radio with the roar. We gonna bring it back after this.
Standing here looking out my window. The nights are long and my days are cold, cause I don't have you. How can I be so damn demanding? I know you said that it's over now, but I can't let go. Every day I wanna pick up the phone and tell you that you're everything I need and more. If only I could find you.
Sun is cold, summer after.
Yeah. Tricks on me cause you fade away. Maybe I'm just hallucinating, but my loneliness got the best of me and my heart's so weak.
Every day I wanna pick up the phone and tell you that you're everything I need more.
If only I could find you.
Case, y'all, that definitely used to be a panty snatcher back in the day. So, all right, hopefully it helped y'all get in the mood. Don't forget you can find more about the show and our host over here, our host crew, over at MonStarsRadio.com. Just go to the MonStars crew and you can connect with each one of us individually. All right, it's me, DJ E Monster, tonight, keeping y'all groovy on the ones and twos. And also, I got Jazzy B with me. What's good, Jazzy? I got you over there. Uh-oh. Might still be having slight technical difficulties. So, all right, check it out. You know how we do it around here on Wednesday nights. We have sexual conversation, things like that. I got some more music for y'all. I got some independent artists. I got some new stuff, too. Matter of fact, I'm going to throw some Just Will at y'all coming up here next. See how y'all feel about that one right there. But yeah, we got some sexy conversation, you know, and, you know, seeing that it's sexy night, I want to know, and it's Black History Month, I mean, what have we done sexy? I mean, you know what I mean? They say we did stoplights, we did all kinds of things. I mean, what did we do that's sexy? I mean, did we come up with, like, chocolate-covered cherries or something? Like, did we originate with the flowers? I mean, things like that. You know what I mean? We're going to find out. We're going to find out. I got a couple ideas. I don't know. We'll figure it out coming up just a bit. This right here is an independent artist coming from Minnesota. I can't remember where he's originally from, but a lot of people do a lot of big things here, and then, you know what I mean, they get it in around the world. Check it out. This right here is Just Will. This is his track called Can't Wait. I really like this dude right here, but this is one of them R&B artists that when you go to his concert and he come on at an open mic, you make your girl go sit in the car. Yeah, he get it in like that. Just Will, this is Can't Wait, Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh, wee music with a little bit of raw.
I know it's early in the morning, but your body's got me yearning. Tell by the way that you're wanting. So baby girl, sit off that fronting, yeah. Sit back and shorty, ease your mind as I take you on a ride. Well, I can tell you a natural high. You can tell that I know the heat right. So what would you do if I were a star?
Now listening to Wet Wet Wednesday on Monster US Radio live podcast, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Atlanta, Georgia. Ooh wee.
Round one, round two. What do you wanna do? How about we play a game? Let's see who can be who to the next room. I see you dripping wet. I see you drip off your breath. Speak to yourself and what's up there. Now I got plans to put my hands in places just to see what your face was making. I heard you up for the taking. Happy ever been with the Jamaican. In the back of the room is where I take you. Fancy little bitch, get the basics. I cannot wait to get inside.
Hey yo, this your boy Mike DeCole, Mr. R&B, and you're now listening to your man DJ E Monster on Monsters Radio.
Nothing Another Wet Wet Wednesday heavy hitter. We got interviews with this guy. Go check it out on our archive list.
Mike, I like it when you get your hair done. All fancy up in them stiletto pumps with the red bottoms. I like it when you wear them tiny jeans that fit your curves so nicely. Baby, that excites me. I'm a sucker for a short skirt girl. To see your legs when you walk across the room, it almost hurts, girl.
Check our archives, which are available 365, 24/7. There are no additional fees. All you got to do is press play. But that's Mike DeCole. You can go back, check his archive or any other show that you may have missed. So it is Wet Wet Wednesday, where we do sexy conversation. We talk relationships and things like that. And I do got Jazzy B with me. We got our technical difficulties ironed out. So Jazzy, I really like your question for tonight. So go ahead and let the people know so we can get going with it.
All right. What's up, people, what's up? So my topic for tonight is, you know, we in life we accumulate relationships, whether it be business relationships, friendships, or even your intimate relationship with your significant other, or whatever the case. Have you ever had to question, like, why am I here? Is this benefiting me? Like, have you ever had to question a friendship, a business relationship, or even your intimate relationship? I want to know. So that is my
I think that's a good one. Right. I think that's a good one. I don't think there's too many people out there that can say, no, I ain't never been in that situation. I think I've been in that
right.
Like a couple of times. It is what it is. But I'm just saying, But yeah, but that's a good one. Have you ever had to sit back and second guess, like, why am I here? Like, what am I doing here? Whether it be like, am I really benefiting? Or sometimes it might be, am I being a benefit? And the way you put it out there, I mean, it goes right across the board. I mean, whether it be relationship, I think you said business, things like that. Yeah. So, that's a good one. That's a good one. Okay. I mean, what kind of put you up on that one? What kind of put you up on that question? We'll do that, and then we'll play one track and let it marinate a little bit, and then when we come back, we'll jump right into that one.
Because I was just thinking about, you know, all the people I used to be around that I don't hang around no more, all the business stuff that I was doing that I don't do no more, and I had to really, like, ask myself, like, why are you in here? And most of the time, I was in a situation because I was appeasing to somebody else and not myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's
okay.
That's how I came up with.
Right. Okay. Okay. Like I say, ain't nothing better. The best thing in the conversation is a testimony. So I want to know. I know y'all want to know. So I got a track for y'all, and we come back, we're going to jump into it. Let's see. I've been there before, so I might have a little testimony myself. So I think, I don't know, now, we all know on the TV show Power, right? We know 50 Cent do music. I don't think Ghost do music. I don't know all the characters. I really don't watch the show too much. But, you know, it's so popular, it's just always in your face. Well, I think this is one of the dudes on there from Power. I don't even know his name. It's the little young dude with the little mohawk, little light-skinned dude, and everybody don't like him. I know I didn't describe too many people. I probably described half the show. It is what it is. I think it's Rotten to Me. This is In My Bed featuring Wale, Wet Wednesday.
Removed, okay, we through, but I ain't finished yet. Can I slide with you? Yeah. Spend the night with you? Yeah. Just let me write and it keep dripping from my signature. I feel like your body inspired my intentions.
Yeah.
You left the squad hanging, it's only time with us.
Yeah.
You know I vibe different, cause you know my mind different. Her eyes say in my room, her body say in heaven.
Oh God. Tell me what you want, I go repeat. Tell me what you need, I go deep, deep. Yeah. When I fall in love, I go deep, deep. Yeah. You can copy that like it's easy. Yeah. You look like you need proper. Come get this vitamin D power, proper. Be ready to start when I reach it, yeah. I go eat it up, I know vegan, yeah. I make that thing go wild. I go make that thing run water. I go make you sing my song. There's a meeting in my bed. In my bed. There's a meeting in my bed. In my bed. There's a meeting in my bed. My bed. There's a Like that, down the very peace like that, fresh it down for breeze like that. I be on my knees for that. Ah, oh, you touch my soul like Sunday. I touch your feet in different way. Everything you need, no pop. Call me when you need pop pop. Ah, I make that thing go wild. I go make that thing run water. I go make you sing my song. There's a meaning in my bed. In my bed. There's a
there's a meeting in my bed, in my bed.
Yeah, Monsters Radio, Wet Wednesday. Sexy conversation with Aurora, a podcast. You can find them 24/7, 365 at blogtalkradio.com/monsterusradio. You can also go to monstarsradio.com and find more about the show. So, all right, let me see. Still got you over there, Jazzy. Boop, 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 boop. Let me see. This one work? That one work? Oops. All right. So she's talking about, like, you know, sometimes in relationships, sometimes business. I'm just going to keep it on Wet, Wet Wednesday and leave me some background music. Keep it on, you know what I mean, the sexy part of it. Sometimes it be like that. It's just what it is. I think it's a lot of times it's something within us that we always want to be greater for the person that we with, you know? And no matter what, you're always trying to do something bigger, something better. And you're always going to try to outdo yourself and just be you. It's the best I could say. I wish the mic was working so, you know, she can give us a little more insight on where she was at with it. But I guess I can play some more music, right? Right? That's what y'all here for anyway, right? Y'all want to hear the sexy music. So, all right, let me see what else I got over here for y'all. Just so there's no dead air, I'm going to throw this one at y'all. This one used to bump back in the day. I don't know what it was about this song. This is sexy as hell, though.
I'm grilling and I'm fucking at the same time. I'm grilling and I'm fucking at the same time. I'm grilling and I'm fucking at the same time. I'm grilling and I'm fucking at the same time. I'ma pull up when she call me. Baby, you know I don't pull out when we lovin'. Touching, kissing, and licking. Always leaving your panties or something else in my crib on my web. I'm shining with this gold grill. I could give a fuck how you feel. The ass and them titties on the rail.
I took her back to my block, nigga, my hood. Now everybody, everybody knows.
Damn that. And every nigga in the squad don't keep it 100.
She can tell that I'm a boss and I tell her
she loves me, though she loves me. I'm grilling and I'm fucking at the same time.
Bust back. Anytime she an hour later, she be begging me to annihilate her. When it's over, she need the undertaker, kill that. Your body shaking, girl, I feel that. It's mine forever, we grind together. And when you put them slugs in, we even shine together. And I love that.
And I think she knows that.
Whenever she around, it gotta go down.
Go down.
She says she only fucking with them thugs. But nobody handcuffing, baby, no doubt. Cause we both know what it was.
She loves me with them thugs.
Let me go. running. Hey, sound like a water slum on the minute. Every broke business, so we know what's good. It'll be like a gross loss, baby. I beat it up, go gross, baby. And let them show them no, no, baby. These niggas broke, trying to hold some, baby.
DJ Khaled.
When a body touch it, body touch it, grill.
Baby, you love it. You love these gold slugs. Baby, let me get you some lobster. Matter of fact, let me get you seafood, rice, and lobster. Let me get you some red velvet cake. Baby, it's Miami finger licking. Miami Gardens, Carroll City location. Another one.
Definitely fell off my pivot foot. Don't worry, y'all. I'm about to bring it back right here in just a minute with the sexy R&B music. My bag. Hey, look, I had to string through here. I fell off my pivot foot. But I'm just saying, man, come on, Khaled. You just fucked up the whole groove at the end. I'm just saying, bro. The lady probably was in the mood and shit, and then you come out. I'm like, that's why he's yelling at me, and I'm trying to be in the mood. All right, y'all. We're going to try it again with Jazzy. But I'm gonna bring it back and I'm gonna put a little umph in it with the jagged edge and a shiny key. Well, Wednesday, sexy music with a roar. I'm gonna bring it back.
Y'all
I'm
know
on
what
my
this
favorite
is.
Part.
When you
tell it.
Mind on me, when you put it right on me, all the faces that you make, all the sounds you create, when you put a little, when you put a little bit of thump in it, that's when I lose control. When you put a little umph. Squeezing and you won't let go. When you put a little umph in it, keep telling me how much you love me. When you put a little umph in it, when you put a little bit of umph in it. Oh, she's so scandalous. But I love everything she do the best. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ain't no competition. So down with it and so submissive. I'm in awe of you, all of you. You're my mission. Doing that thing you do, go ahead and love it when you mind on me, when you put it right on
ooh,
me.
Baby.
All the pictures that you make, all the sounds you create. When you put a little bit of bump in it, that's when I lose control. When you put a little bump in it, start squeezing and you won't let go. When you put a little bump in it, keep telling me how much you love me. When you put a little bump in it, when you put a little bit of bump in it.
The way you just shake your little hips for me, and the way you lick your lips and do them little things to get me off. All I wanna do is get you off. Say you wanna be my girlfriend, baby, you done paid the cost. Ooh, ooh, that's how you're gonna hear when the lights go off. Love and how you do it, and I don't think there's another girl in the world for me.
Love it when you wind on me, when you put it
right on me.
All the things that you make, all the sounds you create. That's when I lose control. When you put a little pump in it, start squeezing and you won't let go. When you put a little pump in it, keep telling me how much you love me. When you put a little pump in it, when you put a little bit of pump in it.
Oh. Hey boy, you're the only one that I want. You're the only one that I wanna give it to in every way. I wanna please ya, not tease ya like this. You say you like it when I squeeze a little bit. Well, you ain't felt nothing yet. I hear this beat in my head. Watch me move my hips to it. Left to right, right to left. I'ma have you out of breath when I put a little oomph in it. When I put a little oomph in it, oh, oh. Back and forth, my love, you gon' want more. When I put a little oomph in it. When I put a little oomph in it.
When you grind on me, when you put it right on me, all the things that you make, all the sounds you create.
So, all right, we bringing it back. Wet, wet Wednesday. Let me see if I still got Jazzy over here. We got you working now, Mama. Oop. All right. We'll see if it'll work here in a second. So, all right, so like
yes.
I said.
Yes, yes, know, yes.
There she go.
Woo-hoo.
So, all right. So go ahead and drop the topic that you came up with for us tonight, and then we'll go ahead and dive into it. No buns intended.
Have you ever had to question a relationship, whether it be a friendship, a business partnership, or an intimate relationship? Have you ever had to ask yourself, what are you doing? Why am I here?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That is the topic for tonight.
Right. So, all right. I guess we'll let you go ahead and break it down. I mean, obviously, this is like, you know, like something that, you know, you've been through, going through, whatever, however it may be. So, why don't you give us a story? Start it up.
Okay, I was just really in the kitchen cleaning up, and I was just thinking about all the stuff that I was involved in and all the stuff that I used to do. Like, I literally don't do any of it no more. But it was, I had to always had the question in the back of my head, like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Why are you here? What is it benefiting you? Like, but I always, like, everything, like, you know, I was on a different station before I came and joined you on this station. And the reason I stopped doing that show is because I was really thinking, like, what is this benefiting me? I just really was doing it to appease somebody else. It wasn't for me. So... like, that's how I came up with tonight's topic, because I've actually had to ask that question to myself a million times throughout my life.
Right.
In business, relationships, friendships, you know, people that I used to hang with, I'm not friends with no more, or, you know, just not one specific, not one specific event, just in general.
Right, right, right. Now, when you said about the part, I'm just trying to dig in there, trying to see where I can fit in. Now, when you said about the part, you said, you know, you was with another network, whatnot, and you was really with them. It was kind of to please somebody else. Now, was that like in a relationship type thing? You know how sometimes, you know, you meet somebody that does something, and then, you know, you're into that person so much, you know, you want to support them and things like that. So then you kind of get into it. Was it like that type of situation?
This was actually a business relationship. Like, it wasn't it wasn't like an intimate relationship. It was actually just all business. But I was really doing it to appease somebody else. And then when I realized, you know, like, this really ain't for me, this ain't what I want to be doing, this ain't the people I want to be around, I had to switch it up.
Mm-hmm. Right. Hmm.
It was sort of like
I see what you're saying.
A wolf in sheep's clothing, so to speak, situation.
Ah. Okay. I see what you're saying. We do got, I believe Miss Unbelievable. I believe she just chimed in now. Yep, is that you, Miss Unbelievable?
It is. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. How you doing? Girl, she all that. Hey, how you doing?
Oh.
Hey, Wonderful. Hi, what y'all,
we'll
what y'all talking about? What y'all talking about?
All right, I'll let Jazz break it down again.
All right. So the topic for tonight was, have you ever had to question a relationship? Like, why am I here? What am I benefiting from this? Whether it be a business relationship, a friendship, or an intimate relationship with a spouse, whatever. Have you ever had to question yourself, like, what am I doing here? Why am I here? What is this benefiting me? You know, like, have you ever had to question it?
Yeah. My whole 17 and a half year marriage. Yeah. That's all I need to say. Yeah.
Hey, boop. I mean, it couldn't have been that bad. I mean, if it was 17 years, it couldn't have been that bad. Or it wouldn't have been a hell of a beginning to last at all. I mean.
Well, it was bad because, you know, when you grow up, well, when you were hearing that they like to kidnap kids and, you know, I didn't want to go through that. So I stayed just enough so I didn't have to go through the courts and put my kids to the courts. So, yeah, it was that bad. I stayed because I didn't think I had a way out. And I stayed because I didn't want my boys to grow up in a broken home because I did, but it was more harm than good, and it was abusive. So, stayed longer than I should.
I think that happens in a lot of relationships where, you know, people try to stick in, especially for the kids. You know what I mean? Sometimes it works gracefully. Sometimes people go through hell, but they do it for their kids. But yeah, I might even have a testimony on that.
Yeah.
So
I went through hell and high water.
But
it was like no amount of money. Like I went from being the poorest of the poor to the richest of the rich, and nothing. Like, anything you could think of that a couple should have, you know, as far as finances and house and cars and all that, I had it all, but I kept always questioning myself, this ain't worth it. This ain't worth it. Not even worth it.
Right. I think just trying to hit, like, a couple of the spectrums that you ladies have touched, like one, Jazzy, I think she said hers was kind of business, but I think kind of went down the road that I see a lot where, like, people, like I said, like, you meet somebody, you start digging them, the things that they're into, you know what I mean? You start to get into them, whether it be the soul support or maybe it's something that's fun. Maybe it's something that you had wanted to do, and now they just re-sparked that fire inside of you or something, but it's really coming off of because of you're trying to be around this person a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes, hey, who knows, the whatever y'all have might fizzle out. And then you'll end up in a situation like Jazzy said where you're like, okay, why am I here? I'm in the middle of all this and da-da-da-da-da-da. I think really the questioning just comes down to the relationship that, you know, you might have had with that person, whether it be business or intimate relationship or whatever, whatnot. Now, once that thing starts to end, then you end up sitting there and you wonder, what am I doing here? But I think you always have a purpose there because initially you probably wouldn't have been really interested in doing it, period, if it really wasn't in you to really want to do something like that for whatever it may be, whether it be getting into entertainment and help find artists or, you know, get into the entertainment just to get a little bit of spotlight. It might help with some depression or some other stuff you got going on, help you find some peace or help you find some type of purpose sometimes. You know, and sometimes you might feel that purpose was connected to that other person, and now you're not connected to that person, and now you're questioning the purpose. You still have purpose. It's just now, is that still what brings you joy without that other person being there?
true. You know, I think sometimes
I don't know. Maybe
all...
I went too deep.
No, I think, you know, when we meet people, we meet them for a reason. And I think sometimes we have to decide if it's for a season, if it's for a lifetime, or if it's just for that moment. I think sometimes we stretch it because we get comfortable, and then we don't know how to let it go. And we beat ourselves up because sometimes we wasn't taught how to let things go gracefully or friendly or whatever. We were always taught that it was supposed to be a reason, like, oh, you got to be mad at it. I got to be mad at you, or you got to do something to me to let someone go. And so I think sometimes if we learn how to let things go, just like, you know what? You was only supposed to be here for this long. I appreciate what you've done for me. Now I'm going to just let you go on and do what you got to do. And that's okay. But you got to get to that inside you to be okay with that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, if I got a business deal with you, if I got a business relationship with you, I'm learning from this. If I got a personal relationship with you, I'm learning from it. Or I should be learning from it. If I got, you know, just a friendship relationship and it falls out or it fizzles or it does whatever, but if that's a friend, no matter what, that should always be there. So you got to decide what that friendship, you know, means to you. But for everything, there is an expiration date. Whether it's down the line, after you die, or right then and there, you got to know it. That you got to trust the soul in you speaking to say, okay, yep, that's toxic, or yep, okay, that's, I'm going to keep that, or nope, okay, it's time to let that go. You just got to, you got to listen to yourself, but you got to know thyself as well and be okay with your decisions and whatever decision they decide to make. Because we all got, you know, a decision if we want to or not. And we got to respect their decision, whether we want to or not.
True. All right. So is that kind of like what you meant where you was at with it, Jazz? Or was we way off base?
No. There's no way off base. There's just, I mean, I've had to ask myself that question in relationships. Like, friendships. I mean, you're eventually going to have to ask yourself that question, no matter what your relationship is, whether it's in a business relationship or a friendship or an intimate relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has had to ask that question.
I don't think that's a wrong question to ask.
It's definitely not.
I think that's the honest answer to figuring out, you know, your base point, your expectations, and all that for you. Especially
yeah,
if you're talking
like,
about getting intimate.
Right. And see, sometimes I think when we ask ourselves questions like that, we already know the answer. I think sometimes we might be trying to convince ourselves of something else. It is.
Definitely.
That's why we even ask the question.
Yeah. But then when you ask
it's
the question.
Like if a bas- yeah, go ahead.
But when you ask the question, do we really want the answer? Even though we may know it, do we really want to face the answer that we got for ourselves? Or do we go searching for someone to answer it? Or to, like,
I think we're in denial in ourselves, period, when we go to try to get authorization from anybody on anything.
Mm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you got to ask somebody else, do you approve? Come on now. The hell? You already
but that's what society is saying, though. That's what society is saying, because I was watching this one TV show, it's like Family or Fiancé, and they were asking their family for the blessing of their relationship. Like, if the family says no, they don't give you your blessing, then you ain't going to have your fiancé. That's what's out there.
No.
That's the message crazy, that it's in there. If my friends don't agree, then I'm not going to mess with you.
If
my social media friends ain't agreeing, I can't mess with you.
No, me, personally, I've always been the type, I don't give a fuck if you don't like it or not. If you don't like it, okay, stay over there. You don't got to watch this shit.
Right. See, that's why they came up with the word called elope. you know, some old tribal, yeah, old religious, old family values, some old stuff. Where you got to go to your parents and say, oh, do you? And it's really just to try to be of respect and try to get your whole family to accept a person. You know what I mean? Because
yeah,
let's keep it 100. If y'all in love, like Jazz said, don't nobody give a fuck what y'all think. Y'all all can be mad. We'll go elope. That's what Vegas is for, motherfucker. We ain't scared of y'all. We'll get married and don't tell you. Sure won't. Be 9 years later talking about, oh, yeah, we going to get married. Yes, we approve. He's such a great guy. Oh, really? Y'all been married 9 years and some of my bitch lied to us? You understand me? Ain't nothing going to stop you. Ain't nothing going to stop you.
It shouldn't. But this generation, it does. Because this generation is looking for validation from someone and something. As old as
I know people that ain't even that's older than this generation that's still looking for validation from people, and I just don't. That's something I've never been able to understand. Like another thing with people having low self esteem, like they be wanting people to build up their self esteem. That shit is called self esteem for a fucking reason. You build the shit up yourself.
Right. And I don't know, Miss Unbelievable. I think this generation is the most disrespectful. Jimmy, I said about you, little motherfucker. Disrespectful generation it is today. Y'all get these motherfuckers today will get married. You ain't even met the daddy. You ain't met their daddy at all. Like, like for real. Like, wow. Like, you ain't introduce yourself. No, nothing. Y'all just having babies. Like, you don't even know the parents. Like, okay.
But
so,
looking for validation.
They ain't looking
from
for
the
validation.
Parents.
They looking for somewhere soft in a bed sheet. Some of them ain't looking for a bed sheet. They just want their selfie cam rolling. I'm just saying.
But they do look for validation from their friends. A lot of their friends dictate their relationship, and their social media dictates their relationship. Parents ain't involved because there ain't no parents around. That's why these kids raise themselves with their friends. And do you like him, girl? If you don't like him, I'll break up. Do you know how many times I hear that? And then they get to share in the man that they have.
That's what I was going to say. They be, okay, I'm stopped. Go on here. Come on, tell it all.
They get to swapping. You know, this is a swinging generation. They don't care. There's no loyalty at all.
Right. I remember back in the day, it used to be like if your best friend messed with him, he was off limits. He knew it. Y'all knew it. Yeah. Nowadays, fuck around and your best friend had a baby by your first love. Okay, I'm going to stop.
Shoot, have a baby by their sister. Stop playing. You just broke up with the girl, they date the sister. Don't play. No family's off limit either.
You got an uncle and an auntie.
Shoot. That's your cousin and your auntie. That's your auntie and your sister. Stop playing.
We got some sexy music. I just pissed in my mouth. Wait. Oh, God. Okay. Let's see. Do I got something? I don't know. I don't know what I got over here, man. We all for real. My board ain't even working. I'm trying to open up other lines. It just will not work. Come on, man. It is what it is. Okay, that's not gonna play. let's try this one.
There's something.
Okay. We gonna see what we gonna get out of this. I'm not even sure if this is even R&B. Man, Airplane James. It's probably not. Impress me. Monsters Radio. Dump type of Wednesday. Don't want to work.